This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Emails are really easy to send, but they're also easy to ignore. With more than 100 messages landing in the average office worker's inbox each day, making sure yours gets read and gets a response can be pretty tricky. This is 5 for Fortune, bringing you 5 do's or don'ts to help you navigate the challenging world of work and business. I'm Tasha Fusil. To increase your chances of getting a reply, here are a few tricks you can try, as advocated by expert organizers and authors.
Number 1.
Ask for a response in your subject line. Sometimes all you need to do is ask for a response. If an email needs a reply, let the person know in the subject line, says US-based professional organizer Janine Adams. She says that the one thing that gets me to reply to an email is when someone writes response needed at the end of the subject line. According to her, it's very effective.
Number 2.
Change the subject line when the topic changes. Sometimes, when an email thread gets too long, the subject could change, making the original subject line inappropriate. People tune out and stop reading when their need to know has been satisfied, thinking the email replies sent by other people no longer apply to them, says Diana Buher, author of What More Can I Say? Why Communication Fails and What to Do About It. She goes on to say that if we ignore a really long email thread, we may potentially be missing important details and actions. By updating the subject line on that thread, you re-engage all readers.
Number 3.
Don't skip the greeting. When the email starts without addressing the receiver by name, they could easily assume it was a mass email sent to a lot of people that doesn't require a response, says Peggy Duncan, author of The Time Management Memory Jogger, Create Time for the Life You Want. She says that your email could also easily be perceived as a demand instead of a request. So adding a greeting just makes it a lot more polite.
Number 4.
Start your message with a clear request. New York-based professional organizer Lisa Zaslow says, don't bury the purpose of your email. Start by describing the response you want and state your deadline. For example, please let me know by the end of the day if you can meet for lunch on the 21st. And Lisa also says, emails written at a third grade reading level with simpler and fewer words per sentence are also considered optimal. A study by email marketing platform Boomerang states that emails written in third grade language gets a 36% higher rate of response over those written at a college reading level, and a 17% higher response rate than emails written at the high school reading level. So how do you know what level you're writing at? Well, the internet always provides, so to check your readability level, you can head to readabilityscore.com.
Number 5.
Stay in the sweet spot when it comes to length. To boost your response rate, keep your email between 50 and 125 words. This was a finding that also came out of the study by Boomerang, which I mentioned earlier. Response rates declined slowly from 50% for 125-word messages to about 44% for 500-word messages. After that, it stays flat until about 2,000 words, and well, you can imagine it's totally downhill from there. There's also a sweet spot in terms of when you send your email, so that it doesn't get lost in the email jungle of someone's inbox. According to a study of 500,000 emails by email tracking software provider Yesware, emails sent between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. get the highest rates of response. About a 50% response rate, in fact, which is pretty high. Why? Well, fewer emails are sent during these time slots, so you're likely to beat your competition. And those were the 5 tips for getting someone to reply your email. Ask for a response in the subject header, change the subject when the topic changes, don't skip the greeting, start your message with a clear request and state a deadline, preferably written in third grade reading language. And last but not least, stay in that sweet spot. Keep your emails short and sweet and send them in the early AM. You've been listening to 5 for Fortune. Here's to a higher email response rate. I'm Tasha Fusil for BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.